From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. Southwest Virginia Ballet once again presents The Nutcracker this Friday night through a Sunday matinee at the Berglund Performing Arts Center, complete with a live orchestra playing Tchaikovsky's classic music score. Elizabeth Francis is executive producer for Southwest Virginia Ballet, which features pre-professional dancers ages 10 to 18 and some adults from the community.
Incredible. The Nutcracker is a huge production. It is huge set pieces, huge backdrop, huge special effects, truly magical to sit in the audience and to watch it, but it's also just as magical backstage.
This Wednesday through Sunday, it's week three of a four-week run for A Christmas Story at Mill Mountain Theater, a play based on the movie, a holiday staple on the main stage, now back for the third time in 8 years. Matt Shields is MMT's managing director.
It's set in like the 40s, but not really. There's elements of every age in there, and it's all about that one thing I think we all wanted for Christmas growing up, and for Ralphie it happens to be the Red Ryder BB gun.
It's opening weekend this Thursday through Sunday at Showtimers Community Theater in Roanoke for The Tragedy of Macbeth, Shakespeare's classic play about treachery, superstition, and the lust for power. Kayla Lees directs at Showtimers with her own take.
Wanting better for yourself, wanting better for your family, that slippery slope in what is good, what becomes bad, how does it affect other people? I kind of wanted to make it a little less about power and more just about survival.
It's the second and last weekend this Thursday through Sunday for the best Christmas pageant ever at Attic Productions in Fincastle. A couple struggling to put on a church Christmas pageant faced with casting the Herdman kids, Mayhem and Fun, in a show adapted from the best-selling young adult book. Kaylee Wyman directs.
There are characters throughout the show that everyone will identify, whether it's the Herdmans, who are considered the worst kids, or even the kids maybe who tend to be terrorized, a character for everyone.
The Roanoke Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Brass Concert Series returns this weekend with a concert this Friday night at Cave Spring United Methodist Church. The RSO Brass is in Lexington and Blacksburg on Saturday and Sunday. Author, historian, and former Roanoke Mayor Nelson Harris signs copies of his books and discusses his latest projects at the Salem Museum this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11:30.
Different times, different era, but laid the groundwork for so much that we enjoy and have in the Roanoke Valley today.
Proceeds from sales of Harris's picture-heavy books on Roanoke, its various neighborhoods, and other aspects of the Valley's history support the Salem Museum. Chris Isaak at Jefferson Center this Wednesday, a Weezer tribute band, Geezer, at Five Points Music Sanctuary this Friday, Gangstagrass at the Spot on Kirk this Friday, a rap and country music marriage, says Rolling Stone magazine, and the second weekend of Delta Dental, Dickens of a Christmas this Friday night in downtown Roanoke. The annual Christmas parade starts at 6:30, and the nonprofit Community Arts Reach on Frontier Road, just off Williamson Road in Roanoke, is launching free acting classes every Tuesday night. All ages, no experience necessary. See the Community Arts Reach website for more details. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Shalene Powell, Executive Director for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. Our objective is to raise $20 million, and once we get there, we'll award grants to local arts and culture organizations, providing financial sustainability, helping them to thrive. Your donation, small or large, can make a difference. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org.